Now, getting back to our lead story tonight, the detaining of the graffiti research lab member, James Powderly. We have on the phone with us James's wife, Michelle Kempner, speaking to us, I believe, from Brooklyn. Michelle, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hi. Well, first of all of our thoughts are with James right now. We've all met him at one point or another, and he's done wonderful things for the Hope conferences over the years. What's the latest? Have you gotten any kind of update?
No, actually, I've been making a lot of calls today, talking to the State Department and trying to call, you know, my representatives, my senators, and it sounds like nobody really has any information, including whether China actually acknowledges that they have James.
Well, now, what information do we have to indicate that he has been detained?
I think all of the information comes from the text message and the Twitter message that Students for Free Tibet received.
And that said what?
There was a Twitter message that said detained since 3 a.m. So that's what we're setting the time from when, you know, that now we know James has been detained for over 48 hours.
Okay.
And then later, I believe there was a text message from somebody else that said, there's eight of us here, we're all okay. But that now was probably over 24 hours ago.
And have any of those other eight people been heard from since?
Yes. Five of them were put on a plane and were able to call and say we're on a plane. And apparently, I also, the State Department, I believe, said that there was an acknowledgement of those five people being deported.
Now, have any of those people been able to speak about what might have happened to James? Did they see him? Did they hear any kind of news?
As far as I can tell, and it's sort of weird, you know, being his wife and having, like, the least information, it feels like. But as far as I can tell, they never saw him directly, but they may have heard from other people who saw him. So it's all really vague and not concrete.
Uh-huh. Now, do you know much about the project that he was involved in over in Beijing?
Well, from what I know, you know, from being familiar with Graffiti Research Lab, it is their mission statement that they're dedicated to providing open source tools, you know, for protesters and activists. And that's basically what James was doing, the same thing he always does. He was providing a tool, which was this new laser stencil. And then he went with them to help them use it. And they hadn't actually used it yet.
Yeah, the reports are that he was detained before it was actually turned on, so nothing actually happened. But he was detained all the same. Now, what do you plan on doing next? You say you've tried to contact your elected officials. Have they been responsive, elected officials?
So far, they've not been that responsive, but I guess I'm learning the ropes, and it's a little more useful to contact the representatives in their D.C. offices. So now Students for Free Tibet have been really helping me with getting in contact. But since by the time I got through to anyone, it was the end of the day, I think their offices were already closed.
I see. Now, how long had James planned on staying over in Beijing, for the entire Olympics or beyond that?
No, it's for the last week of the Olympics, so 1 week.
Okay. I imagine that he must have known that he might be stepping into a touchy situation working with Students for Tibet and being the activist that he is. Did he have much concern that he might be detained when he went over there?
You know, I'm really not sure how much, you know, what James was worried about. I just know that it's really his overarching mission to not back down from, you know, providing these tools and helping protesters get their word out. So it's hard for me to say. I just know it's really about that, like providing the laser stencil to SFT and allowing them to make a splash, you know, with their message in a big way.
Well, has this story gotten, I know it's front page on Boing Boing and various other alternative media outlets, but has this gotten much in the way of mainstream press attention?
Well, there was a New York Times article. I think that all the wire services ran an article. And I think it's starting to get picked up. It is interesting that the both James and I are very active in the blogosphere. I'm a professional blogger, so it's kind of funny, like, fighting to get a story out there. But I do really appreciate every news story.
Well, that, of course, leads to my next question. What can our listeners do to help?
This is definitely uncharted territory for me, but I think the best thing is to get attention, you know, and get the news. And if you know anyone who works for an elected official, you know an elected official, you know, just to spread the word. And James isn't the only person. I know he's detained with at least two other people who also are in the same boat who hadn't done anything. I think they're just like bloggers. So, you know, we need to make sure they release them.
Right. Well, of course, it's not about actually doing something. It's about what you might be able to do. It's that fear the authorities have of people that might be able to inspire others. And James certainly has that ability of inspiring people to get involved and build things and just have fun while expressing a serious message at the same time. I remember in Vienna last year playing with graffiti, the laser graffiti on the side of a building. And it was just the coolest thing ever. Of course, you know, nobody in Vienna cared, but I imagine if you did something like that in Beijing, you'd have plainclothes cops on you very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it's more the spirit of this kind of adventure and activism and free speech that that JRL and James, they're all about that. And, of course, doesn't necessarily mesh with what's going on in China right now. Well, Michelle, of course, we wish you the best. Is there any kind of website or address or anything you want to give out?
Well, we started posting updates to one of James's other initiatives called the Fat Lab, and the address is the letter F as in Frank, 5 times.at, so FFFFF.at. So we'll probably be using that as a platform if we find anything to post information.
Okay. That's 5fs.at?
Yeah.
And that sounds like that's in Austria as well, so that's kind of cool. Well, you know, I'm sure he'll be fine, and I'm sure in a week we'll have good news, and maybe he'll be back home or something like that. But when you do hear from him, please give him our best, and we look forward to seeing him back here in New York safe and sound.
I sure will. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And Michelle Kempner, wife of James Powderly, who has been detained by Chinese authorities for being involved in the laser stencil art project with students for a free Tibet.